Johnny Radio Morning Show with Scott Tatey. This is Dawn Savage, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
8:19 on this Thursday morning. Went to a show last night at Heinz Hall. The place was packed to see Harry Connick Jr. Harry Connick, think about him, the pop standard singer, the jazz singer, the famous actor. In movies like Hope Floats, Harry was in town. He doesn't play Pittsburgh very often. 4 years ago, he did a show, Christmas concerts. And then his last regular concert would have been 13 years ago. But Harry was back at the wonderful Heinz Hall. And you can never go wrong seeing a concert at Heinz Hall. The acoustics are superb. The symphony wasn't there last night. The Grammy-winning symphony was not there. But instead, Harry was backed by a jazz band. He had a five-piece horn section. Percussionist, a drummer playing with brushes more than drumsticks, and then an upright bassist. And they were playing all kinds of New Orleans jazz, New York jazz. And one of the cool things, Harry talked about how much he loves being back in Pittsburgh, how soulful he thinks the people of this region are. But he had to admit he was a little bit intimidated performing in Pittsburgh because Harry Connick Jr. is a piano player. And he said, look, some of the all-time great piano players hailed from Pittsburgh. People like Earl Hines, Mary Lou Williams, and the man he cites as one of his absolute biggest influences, Errol Garner, all from the Pittsburgh jazz scene, the Hill District jazz scene, legends of jazz. And Harry gave an example on stage of what made Errol Garner such a special piano player. And with like his left hand, he was playing, well, he was tapping a beat with his feet. With his left hand, he was playing ahead of the beat, as Errol Garner did, and with his right hand, he was playing a beat behind. So somehow the left hand, the right hand, the foot were all doing three very different things, but it all worked. And he said that's what Errol Garner did, and Harry Connick Jr. said it took him a long, long time to figure that out, to decipher, to study what Errol Garner did. But it was kind of a neat little lesson in jazz from Harry Connick Jr., but him and his band did all kinds of, like I said, New Orleans-y kind of songs, and they also did couple classics that people would remember. He did his version of Georgia on My Mind, and he did the religious song How Great Thou Art. And Harry's got a tremendous voice, a lot of feeling. You know what I mean? One of those guys, he sells the song. He conveys it with his emotion. The jazz band was top flight. Some of the solos got a little indulgent, I thought, by the drummer and the bassist. Some of the solos went on a little too long. We could have squeezed in a couple more songs from Harry. He did 15 all total. But that's my, you know me, I'm a music critic. That's my nitpick. Other than that, a fabulous show. Great to time out at Heinz Hall catching Harry Connick Jr. And I had a couple people say, oh, I wish I knew that show was happening. And that's just a reminder. Right here on our website, I do a concert calendar. I always run it like a couple days before the end of the month saying, okay, here's what's happening. For instance, I'll do the August concert calendar. It'll post like July 30th. It's going to have a whole list of every big show in the Pittsburgh region. So just make sure you go to our website, look for that, print it out if you want. It lets you know what's happening. Yeah, I want you to be at these big shows. And mentioning Heinz Hall, they've got some other big ones coming up, including Jeff Goldblum. Yes, the actor Jeff Goldblum, also a talented piano player, and he's bringing his orchestra called the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. You know Jeff from Jurassic Park. He's a bit of an oddball, but a very, very engaging stage performer. Had a chance to see him once, and you're laughing and you're singing along with him. But he's going to be with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra on October 6th at Heinz Hall. Some tickets left for that. The PNC Pops by the Pittsburgh Symphony, they've got a show coming up October 9th, 10th, and 11th. Called Everything I Know, The Music of Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's going to be a good one. And then the Symphony also has a Christmas show with Carnegie Mellon graduate turned Broadway star and singing star Leslie Odom Jr. Leslie Odom Jr. was in the original Hamilton and more. He's had a very successful career, the CMU grad, and he's going to be doing his Christmas show with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra December 8th. Just some cool examples of things happening at Heinz Hall. But I mentioned Harry Connick Jr. I got to play one of the songs he did yesterday. Had the crowd swaying along in their seats. Here is Harry with Come By Me.
Come talk to me, baby. Tell me how we can combine. Will you be my sunshine forever? Will you be a friend of mine? try me out. And if you get excited, take me home. I'd love to be invited. Once we're there, I'm sure you'll be delighted. We could rock all night. Wait and see, we might fit together. That would be my lucky day.